think that's working. So you told me you weren't born here, were
no,
you?
No, I wasn't born in this house, no. I was born in Greenwich in... Ashburnham.
Oh, that's right, because that's where my mum lives.
That's right, yeah.
Was that the Miller Hospital?
That's where, and that was next to the Miller Hospital, yes.
Mm. And were you living there at the time then, or your
family
were?
I think mum was living there for a little while at the time, because my father, he used to live along Greenwich High Road in one of the houses, sort of there. And that was the nearest hospital, sort of to us, was Greenwich Hospital.
Mm. Greenwich Hospital was that? That's what they call the Miller Hospital.
That then. Used to be the old-fashioned Miller Hospital, yeah.
See, I know there's still one little bit of it left, but it must have been much bigger then, mustn't it? It must have.
It wasn't a very. It wasn't a, you know, like the hospitals are now. I know when we used to go down there. I think there used to be two floors. Used to go sort of down. They had something X-ray and that on the ground floor. Then you. Used to go up the stairs to where the other places were there, to, like to see the doctors and sort of what have you.
Was that the nearest hospital to
that
here?
That was the one we always, if we had an accident or cut our finger or anything, Mum always used to take us down to the Miller Hospital. Mm. It was always Miller.
And then you moved up? Up here,
yeah.
Were you a baby?
Yeah, a baby still? In arms. Yeah, and as I say, I've lived in the same house since I was a baby in arms. And the only time I moved away is when I got married, and I moved out for 18 months and went and lived with my mother-in-law at Greenwich. And then when Mrs. and Mr. Tookie died here in this half of the house, then the landlord, Mum said to the landlord, and Violet, because he'd seen us grow up since tiny babies, and we sort of moved in, up in here ever since.
And then, but when you were a child, you were living upstairs then?
That's right, yeah. Mum had the top half of the house, and Mrs. Tookie had the other half of the house.
And so did your parents, did they grow up here as well then, this area?
They, my mother, her mother lived in Harcourt Road, in Brockley, and my father, he lived in, he was born sort of in Greenwich.
So they were locals.
Oh
then.
Yeah.
And when you were really little, what do you remember about this house? How was it? So there was the Mr. Tookie, you said, living.
Yeah, had the half, like the two rooms upstairs and sort of down here, that was there. And then we had the other half, which was a bigger place. It had the three bedrooms upstairs and a loft. And we used to have the loft. That used to be our playroom, the loft.
Mm. And was it divided as flats or just...
You well,
just
not really, no, areas? Because we could go... Mrs. Tookie used to come up to Mum. Or Mum, we could come down here. There was only one bathroom in the house, and that was... See where that kitchen is? That's where the bathroom was, and we all had to use the bathroom there. There was only the one, didn't have a toilet, it just had a bath and a sink in there. But it was silly to have a hot bath. What we had to do was boil saucepans and kettles of water to sort of get in. And Mum used to get fed up with that, and what she used to do, we used to have a tin bath upstairs in the kitchen, and Fridays used to be bath night, Friday night, and she used to boil the kettles and the saucepans on the gas stove. And if you were there and you were the lucky one, the first one in the bath, you were lucky. But if you were the last one in, well, it wasn't very good, you know what I mean?
So that must have been the same for a lot of the houses sharing the bathroom.
That's right, yeah.
So did people use the public baths? There was some
in Lorry
Grove,
weren't
there?
Well,
they're
funny enough you should say that. When I got married, the morning I got married, I went up to the public baths to have a bath on that morning, because Mum said, all right. I said, no, I said, I'll go up to Lorry Grove and have a bath sort of up there. because you knew jolly well it was going to be, the water was going to be nice and hot.
Mm.
And
get your own bath.
Get your
water.
Own bath. That's right.
And some
yeah.
peace in your own cubicle.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, who else has lived in this house then?
It's only my mother, and Mrs. Tookie that lived here. Mum and Mrs. Tookie, and then when she died, it's always been my mum lived there, and then I've always lived here. And it was in the 80s when they sort of changed the place into flats that you got made it into four flats rather than.
And that's what happened with a lot of the houses.
That's
here,
right,
then.
Yeah.
So you told me about during the war. You had a bomb shelter, so in
that's
the garden.
That's right, there was an air raid shelter next door at number 3, and it was the Williams that lived there. And if it was very bad, Mum and Dad never used to go down there, but the Mum used to send me and my sisters down there. We used to knock on the door, can we come down the air raid shelter? And that's what we used to do. And the other nearest air raid shelter was across the road, you know where Tesco's is?
Mm.
There was an air raid shelter there.
Oh.
And
What buildings were there before?
I can't remember. I know there was...
Because the upstairs are modern, aren't they now?
Yeah, there was Stewart's, greengrocers, there was Parfitt's, the butcher's, then further down the road, there was a co-op, and what else was there?
So it was just a row of maybe yeah, Victorian buildings, yeah. And was the shelter was underneath the shops then?
Yeah. Right outside, there was a bus stop there, and I remember Mum sent me over the road to get box of Oxydol, I don't know whether they still sell it now, which was down, not Tanner's Hill, Lucas Street. There used to be a little tiny shop on the corner there, and I went in and got the Oxydol and came out. Then the air raid warning went off, and then you could hear the bombs and that. And I went running down, or somebody grabbed me, threw me down the shelter, and that's where people used to go, you know, and then a few days after in the Kentish Mercury, that used to be, I don't think that's there anymore, young girl shopping for her mother, killed, and I wasn't killed.
Oh.
It was really weird.
Was that somebody else, or just...
No, that I don't think they knew what to say, so they just assumed I'd died, do you know what I mean? Mm.
Oh, somebody saw you outside and thought you might not have survived.
Yeah.
So there was a bomb shelter there then, under the shop?
That's right, yeah.
Have you noticed there are still some bomb shelter signs left around? Like there's one in Deptford and there's one in Ladywell as
That's
well,
right,
written
yeah.
on the wall.
Yeah.
So who shared that bomb shelter then at number 3?
It was all they were all the same family, all the Williamsons. They all lived there. There were quite a big family of them. And... I used to be very friendly with their daughter Pamela, Mum used to help them out, and they used to help sort of Mum out, you know. And we didn't have to ask if ever there was an air raid or something. We automatically used to go down there, you know. It was just one of them things that we used to do.
What it was an underground one then. Who built that?
That I don't know. I honestly don't. Unless it was the Williamsons themselves, I don't know.
And it had beds in it and everything.
That's right, yeah. We had like wooden frame beds with sort of mattresses. Nothing sort of... It was just an ordinary shelter, you know. We just beds in with mattresses, blankets and a couple of pillows.
And how old were you then?
I must have been quite young. I don't know, 3 or 4.
What year were you born in?
36.
Oh, yeah. But you remember it quite clearly
then.
Oh, yeah,
I remember if it was sort of yesterday.
And no. You went away for a while, didn't you?
We was evacuated. My sister, she went up north, and my other sister, she, now where did she go to? She went to some seaside. And I went, of all the funny places, I went to Blackpool. That was weird, that. I don't know why.
There must have been bombs there or nearby.
Yeah, but that's where I ended up, in Blackpool.
Did you go with your school then, with your teachers?
We travelled down to this great big church hall, and I can still see it as if it was yesterday, where we were sort of lined up. We had gas masks in a cardboard box and sort of things like that. And you went to this hall and you were lined up, and they used to pick you who they wanted and who, you know, they didn't. You know what I mean? It was really funny.
But you were on your own then? You weren't.
Yeah, no, they split us up. They wouldn't let us stay together. We were all split up. One of my sisters, Mary, she lived on a farm. That was nice, but that was sort of, I can't remember where she was. But even after the war, we came home. They were really nice. They sort of used to sort of still write to Mary, you know. But
so who did you travel together with then to Blackpool?
Lots of other school children, and I think there was teachers and people like that.
So there were adults that you knew?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they sort of... my mother didn't come with us because she said, I'm not coming with you. She said, I'm sort of stopping here. But she said, you'll be safe. And I remember the last thing she gave me was a ration book. And she said, take that with you. And when you move... whoever your new mum and dad, that's, she said, not your real mum and dad, she said, but the new people that are going to, she said, make sure that you give them your ration book. It's weird, that, isn't it?
So she stayed in the house. And then what happened in Manor Avenue during the war, apart from, so there was a bomb there in Lewisham Way?
That's right, and there was a big bomb up at New Cross.
I know about that
there.
One, yeah.
Yeah, that apparently a lot of people got killed there. But as I say, I don't remember, I wasn't here then when that happened. But I remember when I came home, Mum sort of told us all about it.
Did you remember noticing anything different when you came back? Did the road look different?
I think... they didn't, I know it sounds stupid, but didn't see, there was never a lot of people around, but there didn't seem to be as many people around as there used to be, if you know what I mean, and faces you didn't recognise.
Was anybody killed that you knew in the street?
Not that I remember, no. I think I was too young to remember anybody that sort of died in the street.
Because these houses must have had those metal railings outside.
They did, yeah. A lot of them were taken down during the war for the, what was it, for the arms and things like that. Yeah, not everybody had their railings taken, but most of the houses had railings. They had the nice railings round the windows, sort of upstairs. They went, but for some unknown reason, on the opposite side of the road, they didn't take all theirs. They were sort of lucky they left theirs there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's still some there,
yeah,
aren't there?
Yeah,
yeah. And so do you remember, like, air raid warnings and blackout and all that?
Yes, I remember that. I remember standing, going upstairs with my father on the, where are we, one, two, on the third floor, looking out. He used to be, used to go up Blackheath. He was a fire watcher? He used to go up there with the lady that lived in the end house on this side of the road. They used to go up and do fire watching at Blackheath, and I remember him going. But I remember him sometimes, he used to take me upstairs and let me look out of the windows to see the planes going over. Or you didn't always see them, but you heard them, you know, sort of things like that.
So he stayed here as well. He didn't.
No,
he didn't fight.
No, Dad. He wasn't fit enough to go in the army, but that's what he used to have to do. He was a, I think it was a watchman or something like that. But I know he used to wear like a tin hat, when he was going up to Blackheath, he used to wear this sort of hat and a jacket and something they gave him. And that's where he used to go up to Blackheath and do his fire watching.
So at the end of the war then, you were 8 or 9 or something? So you'd already started school?
Yeah.
During the war then? And where did you go to school? I've forgotten what you said.
When I first started, we started over Lucas Street. But we weren't there very long. And then when we was evacuated, what did I say? No, it was Newcastle. I said Liverpool. I was lying. Newcastle, that was it. And we went to school, or I went to school there. And I don't remember an awful lot about schooling. All I know is when I came home, I still couldn't read and still couldn't write. I couldn't even tell the time when I was 11 years old.
Mm.
Did
you go back to Lucas Vale?
Yeah, went back there, yeah.
What was that like then?
It was a strange sort of thing. I remember once a week, not this sounds silly, but once a week we used to have to queue up. And we all had a teaspoonful of cod liver oil malt, yeah. All off of the same spoon. Didn't matter what you got, but you all had the same spoon. And that was once a week. We had to do that religious. And then I think it was every so often, I don't think they've got them now. We used to call them knitty
nurse. Oh, I remember the knit nurse.
That's right.
Yeah, and the embarrassment if they found anything.
And but I think everybody must have had knits and fleas. And
well, they do now, and you know, it's probably quite a good idea if somebody does check it.
Yeah, but they don't check that in school anymore, do they?
No.
No, knitty nurse. And then what they used to do, every so often, we used to have to go down. I think it was a place called Harton Street down Deptford, to the baths down there to be fumigated. They used to sort of put this stuff on us, like a white stuff, and we used to have to go in there and sort of have all that washed off. And I used to think, what is that all about? But all the kids were there. Mum said it was just to get rid of all the germs, but I think it was probably fleas and that. Because I remember.
Bed bugs or something?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and that's one thing we used to do. And I remember during the war years, I know it sounds silly, but I don't know whether people have still got bugs in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I remember the crack in the wall, and at the night time, these bugs there used to be hundreds of them, absolutely hundreds, crawling out the wall. And I remember Mum having to get somebody in every so often to get rid of the bugs. They used to sort of spray the mattress and spray this crack in the wall with the bugs. But I don't know whether people get bed bugs then. But it's the thing you never even thought about it. You know what I mean? I mean, you might talk about it at school, about bugs, but nobody took any notice because we all had the same sort of thing. You know what I mean?
And were there any illnesses like polio going around then?
No, I don't remember that. TB, there was an awful lot of TB. My father had TB.
Mm.
And my two sisters, they had TB. Oh. And but then it was common.
Yeah, but it was still serious, though.
Yeah, it was really weird.
And they all got over it then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dad... And Mum had it as well. And what happened when we were kids, we were taken away from, not because she neglected us, because she was ill, and we were sort of put into foster children's home and mission at Sevenoaks, and we had to stay there. And the day we went there, that was the day my father died, and the last thing he gave me before he died, I can still see it, a bar of dairy milk. It was like dairy chocolate with fruit and nut. And I remember him putting it on the mantelpiece, and he said, when you come in from school, that's yours. And I thought to myself, oh, that... And we weren't going to school. We was going to the children's home and mission.
Mm.
And I remember a couple of days after, when we was all going to school, the matron came up. She said, "I've got something to tell you about." She said, "Your father's passed away." And I thought, oh. And that was while she was walking to school. You know, she couldn't have done it in a worse place. But then I suppose that was them days.
You didn't know that was going to happen?
No. I knew it was poorly, but I didn't know how poorly.
And that was of TB then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. But there was an awful lot of people that had it, you know.
But you didn't get it?
No. My two sisters did, but I was lucky. I don't know how I didn't
you
get it.
You must have been immune then.
No.
I didn't know that. I'm really sorry.
No, it was
your
really
poor mum.
No, it was sort of...
How old were you then?
I'm not... Do you know, Jean, that's one thing I can't remember what age I was. It's just that I can just remember things... I honestly can't tell you how old... I mean, I'm as old enough to understand, you know what I mean? Mm. But I wasn't... I can't remember what age I was.
And your mum was still ill with it when he died?
Yeah, well, they both had it at the same time.
Mm.
Dad went to the Brook Hospital, which is, I don't think that's
remember,
still...
I remember,
that's the
my
Brook Hospital, that's where he went. And, I mean, it was only 34 when he died.
Oh, dear.
That was very young.
So that must have been really hard for your mum when he came back again.
I think mum used to get, what was it, 10 shillings a week widow's pension. I mean, can you imagine? And that was to feed three of us and herself.
Mm.
It's terrible.
And she can't have felt strong enough to work very much
for a while. I mean, she did go to work. Well, she had to. She had no choice. I mean, there wasn't benefits then, was it? She used to do cleaning. She used to be a school cleaner. And she used to work now, is it Greenwich? I think it's called Catherine House. She used to do that. I used to go with her sometimes on a Saturday morning. She used to go down, I think it's 4:30 Saturday morning, and we used to go down to Catherine House, and she had all these, she used to do that. Oh, my house, she did it on her own, I don't know. But all these little offices, they were council offices near the law courts, and Mum used to sort of clean all those little rooms. I used to go with them on a Saturday morning, sort of to do that. And
Do you mean the law courts in Greenwich? There
mm-hmm.
on the oh yeah.
Yeah, she used to walk down every day, twice a day. I mean, that's a lot.
Mm.
I mean. But there was no buses then, sort of, that used to go down that way.
And was that when this was in the borough of Deptford? I can't. When did this become Lewisham then? Do you remember?
I don't think this. It's only been under Lewisham Borough recently, hasn't
it? Yeah,
yeah. But I always thought Brockley was on. I don't ever remember coming. If it was under Deptford, I don't know.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. A long time ago, the address was Manor Avenue. No, it wasn't Manor Avenue, it was Manor Road, Greenwich. A very long time ago, I don't know when that changed.
I've always remembered it as Manor Avenue, always.
And also, there wasn't a borough of Lewisham, that didn't exist, so there was, just a borough of Deptford. Because we're really not that far from Deptford, are we?
But
now we think
distance,
of ourselves as being in Brockley. So tell me again about, I'm quite interested in where these shops were here.
Where are we? Lewisham Way. It's facing that way. If you walk further down the road, on the opposite side, at the top of Tanner's Hill, there used to be a shop there, a big shop. It was called Pines. It was... like a big posh shop.
Yeah, you can see still it's quite grand.
Yeah,
isn't
that
it?
Was a really lovely shop.
Was that like a department store? Or
yeah.
We could never
afford to buy anything there because, as you say, it was a posh shop. But it was, I remember it was absolutely lovely. We used to go in there and sort of have a look round. Mum used to say, don't touch anything. Don't do this in case you break it, and don't do that.
What kind of things then? Clothes or...?
Clothes. It sold everything. It was lovely. And then just down the top of Lucas Street, there was an oil shop. that we used to go down and we had paraffin, Mum had a couple of paraffin fires and used to have to go down and get some paraffin for the fire, candles and sunlight soap, but it wasn't sort of in a proper bar. Used to go in and they used to sort of have a, it was like a great big long bit like that, and they used to chop the sunlight soap off and used to bring that. But I used to love that smell. It was a lovely clean smell. It's a bit, used to smell a bit like, I still love that smell now. Wright's cold tar.
Oh, I love that soap.
I love that. It's my favourite.
My dad used to use that. Oh, when I see it in the shop, I still smell it through the packet.
Yeah, no, I still buy that. I love all those old
soap smells, like Pears soap as well.
That's
right, yeah. In Imperial Leather.
That's right.
I don't buy them anymore, but I love the smell of them.
No, yeah. I love them. Wright's cold tar.
So you could do all the shopping you needed along then? You didn't need to go to Lewisham?
No, you didn't. Well, there was no big, like all the big shops they've got there now. We didn't even go there for the simple reason. We used to go down to Deptford High Street because they still had the stores. And Mum used, there was one particular school store Mum used to take us to because she couldn't afford, if our shoes were wearing out, she used to, if you got a hole in, because they were leather then, they're plastic now, but if you had a hole in your shoe, Mum used to cut a bit of cardboard out and sort of stick that in. But then on a Saturday, if she had a few pennies to spare, she used to take us down Tanner's Hill, and there used to be a shop down the bottom there that sold all second-hand clothes. That's where we used to go and get our shoes, our coats, dresses.
Where the butcher's is now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we used to get our shoes.
So I think I might have to start a new recording. This might not. So that's a really